Canadians have made it clear that they want clean air, good jobs and lower bills. The Government of Canada continues to deliver on these priorities by making zero-emission vehicles more affordable that help reduce pollution, create more well-paying jobs, and build a cleaner world for generations to come. As part of hashtag EV Week in Canada, the Minister of Transport, the Honourable Omar Al-Ghabra, announced the new incentives for medium and heavy-duty zero-emission vehicles, IMHZEV, program. Starting on July 11, this four-year, close to $550 million program, will help businesses and communities across the country make the switch to zero-emission vehicles. The medium and heavy-duty zero-emission vehicles program will provide purchase incentives worth approximately 50% of the price difference between an electric vehicle and a traditional vehicle. These incentives will be applicable to purchase or lease commercial, medium and heavy-duty zero-emission vehicles such as the Ford e-Transit cargo van, the Carson e-Jest shuttle, the Lion 8 vocational truck, the Volvo VNR electric tractor truck, and more. Eligible vehicles, eligible to provinces and territories, municipal and local governments, organizations, and businesses, worth up to $200,000 per vehicle, and able to be combined with provincial or territorial incentives to make these vehicles even more affordable. With this new program, the federal government is helping save money, reduce pollution, and support Canada's target of 100% sales of medium and heavy-duty vehicles be zero-emission vehicles by 2040, where feasible. Hashtag EV Week in Canada will include zero-emission charging and alternative fuels refueling infrastructure announcements by the Honourable Jonathan Wilkinson, Minister of Natural Resources, and federal colleagues from coast to coast. Helping Canadian businesses and communities make the switch to a zero-emission vehicle is win-win-win. It keeps our air clean, helps people save money on fuel, all while positioning Canada as a leader on building and powering these vehicles. Today's announcement is about making sure that Canadian businesses and leaders of our communities have the options they need to transform their fleets to zero-emission vehicles, said Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra.